Cheating in college. Words and expressions. Similarity. Similarity. Bring something forward. Bring something forward. Prestigious. Prestigious. Admit to cheating. Admit to cheating. Competitive. Competitive. Be accepting of something. Be accepting of something. Phenomenon. Phenomenon. Prevalence. Prevalence. Ambiguous. Ambiguous. Attitude. Attitude. Institutional. Institutional. Apathy. Apathy. Self-interest. Self-interest. Stem from something. Stem from something. Dishonesty. Dishonesty. Plagiarism. Plagiarism. Stand out as somebody. Stand out as somebody. Give in to something. Give in to something. At the price of something. At the price of something. Grading. Grading. Instance. Instance. Pose a threat. Pose a threat. Cheating in college. Where, why, how? In May 2012, a teacher at Harvard University started noticing some similarities between students' final exams that shouldn't have been there. The professor brought the case forward, and it was discovered that about 125 students, nearly half the entire lecture class, had been cheating. If students at Harvard, the most prestigious school in the world, can be caught cheating in large numbers, it's sure that cheating happens on every campus much more often than we would like to think. About 75% of college students admitted to cheating. This means that probably even more than 3/4 of college students have done something against the rules to improve their grades. With an increasingly competitive atmosphere and a culture that is more accepting of cheating than it was in past generations, cheating has sadly become an expected phenomenon at universities across the country. It's hard to say what makes cheating common and acceptable. There are many different opinions about the prevalence of cheating in the past and today, and why students are so likely to take part. A blog post by Ralph Hybutsky on globalpost.com put students' reasons for cheating in 5 different categories. These categories were ambiguous attitudes, competitive pressures, institutional apathy, lack of understanding, and self-interest. A student's decision to cheat could stem from any one of these 5 sources or a combination of more than one. First, ambiguous attitudes among students about what qualifies as cheating may cause more academic dishonesty than intended by students. While most students will call plagiarism cheating, many of them will define it in a way that allows them to indirectly copy the work of others. Competitive pressures placed on children at a very young age stay with them through high school and college. With so much pressure to stand out as the best in a class, some students may give in to the opportunity to succeed at the price of integrity. Also, if students don't believe their university deserves high standards, then they see no reason to follow all the rules about grading. Many students don't know what counts as cheating, as most probably haven't read their student rules. This lack of understanding may lead students to cheat on accident. Lack of respect for the professors should also prevent students from reporting instances of cheating they see around them. As our culture changes, college campuses become more competitive and internet gives cheating new forms, how can cheating be stopped? For example, instead of laughing about your friend's story about cheating, confront them about it. And when you see someone cheating in class, don't be afraid to report it to a teacher. Cheating in college poses a threat to the entirety of our education, and it can only be reduced if we choose to stop it from happening.